It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
We often give all kinds of beauty advice, but us guys are often overlooked. So I love it when we have today's guest on because he's not only a guest of the show, but he's become a friend of mine. We just seem to click. So Barrett Wirtz is joining us today. Barrett, I want to say thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Again.
For those, you most likely will remember his name, but for those who don't or are just joining us now, Barrett is known, he's a grooming and beauty guru, and he's earned his stripes as the style and grooming director at Men's Fitness Magazine, as well as leading, he's been a lead grooming writer at so many of the different magazines and outlets, Men's Journal, Men's Health, Ask Men, The Manual, Best of Life, The Plunge, I can go on. And so bottom line is, he's an expert whenever you want to talk about men's grooming, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on again, and I love being able to talk to guys about stuff that they might not be able to, like, just ask their friends. So I'm super excited to be on.
Well, I thank you. It's not just talking to us guys, because you ladies, listen up. This is for your other half, and you want to be able to get them the right products, maybe introduce them to things they've not done. You're taking care of yourself all the time, but a lot of guys either haven't, neglected, just don't know where to begin. And so let's talk about some of that. In the wintertime especially, as it's cold out, the air's drier inside, you know, with everybody running their heaters, you recommend, what type of cleanser would you recommend to start with?
Well, I would say a lot of guys aren't going to realize the benefits of an oil cleanser. If they are living with their significant other who wears makeup, women might have these already in their medicine cabinet or in their routine because they're excellent for removing makeup. But for guys who have particularly dry skin or don't add a lot of moisture after they wash, an oil cleanser is actually an excellent way to get rid of the dirt and the grime and the stuff that's on the skin, but without stripping the natural oils from the skin. So it sort of allows you to cheat a little bit if you aren't necessarily the guy that's putting on a whole bunch of hydration following the face wash, but you want to make sure that your skin still feels, you know, it's not tight and itchy and dry.
Now, would you recommend doing the cleanser before someone shaves or after?
I would recommend doing an oil cleanser before. And oil cleansers come from this Korean skincare routine, and it's usually part of a double cleanse. And so a lot of women would do an oil cleanser and then wash their face with some sort of low foaming cleanser or something. In the case of men, I would personally recommend doing an oil cleanser and then using a scrub to help exfoliate around the areas that are going to shave, the chin, the neck. And then that should help to raise the hair and get a really good shave going. And that way you're still not using some sort of really intense chemical to bother your face before you shave. So it's just it's an easier way to prep the skin, I think.
Yeah, well, and there are some shave routines or regimens, and some of the traditional was to use a pre-shave oil. So I think cleansing your skin with it and even have a little bit of residue from that oil definitely would help a shave. So I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then so after that, so we're going to cleanse with an oil cleanser. I like you don't have to buy another product. You might be able to borrow one from your significant other, so that's great. And it's a great way to get guys using products because we don't want to make a big investment, but once we see the results, then it's a little bit easier, I think. But then what's the next step? We're going to shave, we rinse our skin, okay, but what about a serum to help moisturize? If we're using the oil, do we need a moisturizer?
I think during the winter, something like a serum is going to just add that extra element of moisture that men's skin often craves. And something like a serum with a hyaluronic acid is an excellent way to just deliver a deep down hydration that isn't going to be something that's creamy or goopy or feel like a lot. A hyaluronic acid is naturally found in the body, and it just holds so much moisture that one simple step, especially after shaving, can really just, you will notice it throughout the day. Your skin will feel better by the end of the day. It won't feel dry or get that ashy look that you might get if you don't use a moisturizer otherwise.
I'm a believer in hyaluronic acid, and like you said, it is in almost every cell of our body, and it can bind up to 1,000 times its weight in moisture at the cellular level. So to me, that it's a critical ingredient that I use in a lot that I formulate. With the serums you're talking about something lightweight like a gel maybe or something clear, not a heavy cream?
As far as serums go, yeah, I think what's so nice about the serums is that you use so little and it goes so far. You know, a little goes a long way. I know that there are a lot of hyaluronic acid formulations that go from simple serum to super intense heavy moisturizers, but I think for guys' skin, especially if we're shaving every day or shaving every other day or it's really dry outside and we're outside for a long time, something that's going to work really deep down and not feel greasy is going to be what guys are really going to gravitate towards. And I think the hyaluronic serum in a very simple formula, you know, a liquid would be really great for guys.
Well, it's got some great anti-aging benefits as well. It helps firm up the skin. And I think, you know, guys, like you said, want something that's lightweight. So it's a great way for people to trick their significant other into using skincare. So, okay, but let's talk, go beyond that. And so I know, sorry for that noise, but I know you mentioned masks. What type of mask do you recommend?
Well, I think for guys over the winter as well, you know, they might see their partner, you know, going through the whole routine of doing all the stuff at night, putting on the serums and the creams and the stuff. For guys, it's a really easy way to kind of strip down the step and do one simple thing would be a night hydrating mask. You put on a quick layer, it lasts all night. The good ones sort of have a pillow-proof formulation that seal in moisture. You can certainly add steps underneath it, putting on a retinol or putting on some sort of other anti-aging or moisturizing layer. But a hydrating night mask will really just help boost your skin when it's at its most active period, when it's regenerating overnight.
Well, you hit on something I like, is if it's pillow-proof, it's really like a sleep mask. You can put it on and sleep with it on and either rinse it off in the morning. It's one of the things I see growing, you know, with clients asking us to formulate, and I just love the concept.
Yeah, I think they've really hit the U.S. market within the past couple of years, and I see more and more products or more and more brands offering products that fall into this category. I think it's great. I think it's a super easy, quick way for guys just to one and done at night and wake up and their skin will just start off feeling better throughout the day.
Okay, and I got to say this because I'm sitting here picturing it. You and I know the industry, so we know what all is out there, but a lot of people don't realize it doesn't have to be the traditional clay mask. So you don't have to go like the old images where your face is completely covered with just the eyes showing through and it's scary looking. They have all kinds of masks that are clear or absorb and no one can even tell you're using them.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these masks will come with in the direction, say, put a thick layer on and then, you know, leave on throughout the night or tissue off and just leave the remaining, you know, whatever didn't absorb, you can sort of tissue off the remaining. And some of these you can even, if you don't use a whole lot, you can just use it as a night cream like you would normally. And it won't even look like that traditional mask, like you're saying, the clay mask or those big green, you know, like the old school ones that dry up and you have to like get a washcloth and just go to town. They feel great. They feel like a super hydrating cream, but most often in some sort of like gel or you know, a lightweight cream texture.
Exactly. So yeah, it's come a long way from the old school clay masks. And I think those are great to clear out the pores when you have acne problems or problematic skin. But what you're suggesting is great during the winter months. So we're going to run out of time here. So Barrett, I want to thank you for joining us. And I invite you to visit Barrett. He's got something set up on Instagram. You can find him at Barrett Wurtz. And so we're going to put a link up on the website so people can quickly link over to you. And I know you're getting ready to launch your blog. Do you know when that's coming up in 2018?
You know, the plan was to have it up. So it's coming up as soon as possible. It should be up by spring.
The pressure is on. So spring, we're going to look for it because you have a lot of information. So the pressure is on. We're going to keep pressuring you because we want to get a lot of advice from you. So Barrett, thank you for joining us. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. I'm David Pollack, your go-to guru.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.